Wait for it. I begin. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tuesday night, 10 p.m. on the East Coast. You know what that means. It's time, once again, for the Unstoppable Super Show. I'm your host, Hollywood Rick Brutal, along with my co-host, the hardest working GM in all of Unstoppable, the one, the only, Wrestling Mama.
Good evening.
Mama. And how are you tonight, Mama?
I'm good.
That's good. So, if I don't know if you're... I've had a busy week. Actually, busy 24 hours.
Okay.
Well, first and foremost, the news, Relic Reed has decided to leave Unstoppable. In doing so, he left Scum Radio Wrestling to Vex, and I guess, everybody was saying, I am the heir apparent to WFW because it's now my name.
Yeah.
I have a lot of work to do the next few days. I need to find some GMs. I would ask you, but you're too busy.
Yeah, I've got people every day asking me to join their company, and it's like,
It's okay. I got my feelers out there. I got the radar on. I got a few ideas. But anyway, the other night, Susie the Elf mentioned to me I would be getting something in the mail. And I had no idea what it was. And I guess I asked her, as to what he sent me. She goes, oh, no, it's not from me. I was like, okay. So I got something, I got a package in the mail today. I couldn't figure out what it was. And I went to open it. And on the back, it looks like this gold fabric. And I'm laughing, going, what is it, a replica robe? I'm joking, it wasn't that. I open it up, and I'm looking at it. It's a giant plush, like a mini pillow-sized football.
Oh, okay.
That's goldish in color. And then I'm like, oh, don't even tell me. And I turn it over, and there's the CSW Cajun Swamp Wrestling logo for the Cajun Swamp Wrestling Fantasy Football League.
Yeah.
So I guess this is my championship trophy from Shifty.
Cool.
Oh, you know what I just realized?
What?
There's a zipper. Oh, okay, I get it. Oh, there is a pillow on the inside. That's what it is, a pillow. It's a football-shaped pillow on the inside of the casing.
Oh, cool.
But I wouldn't open it. I somebody asked me, where are you going to put it? I was like, I'm going to keep my bed in a safe spot. It's like a queen-size, I got a king-size bed, so I'll just leave it, boom, right there. So I can see it every morning when I wake up with my belt.
There you go.
With my title belts.
There you go.
And I have some special songs I uploaded to play later in tribute to the cup.
Okay.
Or the championship. I'm saying cup because I just look and the tag is a cup, and the inside just says two from, but yeah, I guess it was just ordered. It's cool. It's awesome. So thank you, Shifty, wherever you are. I now officially have my trophy. So in our first music break, I have a few songs that we will play. Also, I want to say this first and foremost, because I knew about this yesterday. Actually, I knew about it late last night, since it was technically Tuesday. Today, I guess we're celebrating the birthday. He's long dead. It's not music related, because I'll get to that one in a little bit. This one is would have been the birth, the 100. This would have been the 104th birthday of William Hartnell, an actor. I know what you're thinking. Who the hell is William Hartnell? Well, I'm going to tell you. He was the very first actor to ever play Doctor Who, from 1963 to 1966. And he left because he started getting very ill, and he died April 23rd, 1975. So technically without him, we wouldn't have a doctor today. He was the first. So, happy birthday, William Hartnell. Thank you for 3 awesome years. Even though we can't see half of him because they lost half the episodes he did. And, Mommy, you with us? Mama?
I'm here.
Oh, what happened?
The button on my mic got pushed and I was muted.
Okay. Okay, and also, I guess this would be the bigger birthday today. Hold on a second. I'm just making a quick calculation here. Really? Is that right? Yeah. All right. If this gentleman were alive today, he would only be 78. But he died August 16th, 1977. Some people say he was the king. Dare you take a guess, Mama?
Elvis?
Elvis Presley. Elvis Aaron Presley was born this day in 1935, died August 16th, 1977. Sad birthday. Sadly, I don't have any Elvis queued up.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. That's right. To be fair, I don't have Doctor Who music queued up for William Hartnell either, so. We're going to chat. No, not Doctor What, Doctor Who. Dude Rides Around the TARDIS, the big blue box. All right, so with that, we have someone who's been on hold from before we started, like, excuse me, since we started our intro song. I will bring her on now. Paige!
What's up?
What's happening, baby? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I had to call in because last week was my first week listening to Unstoppable.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
But I also want to, I'm going to sit here and, yeah, I joined Mama's company. I joined Solus, so I'm glad to be there. But I want a shot at King Outlaw, at that radio title. But see, I won't be mean and I won't ask for a candy cane match. I won't even bring candy canes to the ring. I think he's had enough candy canes and frozen bananas.
That's right. Now, King Outlaw, he is the title holder in Soulless Darkness Realm. Correct?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
Because he was asking me last night, I'm like, I don't think you're in my company. So, which reminds me, I had to find somebody else for. I know he was on earlier. There he is. All right. Keep talking. I'm just texting Alcoholic.
So yeah, I want a shot at that title, but it always seems that he beats my ass anyway. So probably won't win, but that's okay.
All right, I will keep that in mind.
All right, there you go.
I gotta try.
What is Swamp Dog asking? Who is
the Doctor Who guy?
You never heard. Doctor Who's a very, very popular British show. It started in the 60s. It's still on now. It's on for, well, they're getting ready to celebrate their 50th anniversary next year, but I think from, oh, God, I want to say 95 to 2005. I forget what year it went off. BBC America, BBC decides unpopular decision. They canceled Doctor Who in mid-90s till 2005 when BBC America brought it back. BBC brought it back. It was shown over here on Sci-Fi Channel in the States. And now it's on BBC America.
Which was probably one of their best decisions.
Yeah, to bring it back. Oh, my God. Yeah. And
just saying.
No, it was. It really. I mean, now he's finally got. He finally has the popularity over here he deserved way back then. Yeah, Swamp Dog, but they showed over here in the States also, so. In Canada.
Well, it looks like the chat's filling up now.
See, they're coming around.
Yep.
They'll be here. They will be here. So, I guess... All right, so... as I said earlier, Relic got in touch with me last night. Quick message. He's had it with Unstoppable. He hates what the Rocket Ninjas have done or not doing. And he's sick and tired of the state of Wrestler Unstoppable. And left. So instead of me just having to manage to do Havoc, you know, GM Havoc, I'm now running the entire company. If anybody wants an invite, we do contracts at a 60% of your fan base. Trying to see what I can tell you. Well, right now we do round robins, two matches per day, 750 coins per match. If you're lucky enough to get on whatever show you're on in WFW right now, we have, I believe, three shows. We have Warfare, Havoc, which is still mine, and Chaos. I believe Beastwood Benson will be running that one. If you get on TV shows, we have 1,500 coin regular match payouts. If you get a title match, what's so funny?
Swamp.
Oh.
He said, I live in a swamp. I'm lucky if I pick up VHS.
Gosh. Let's see. We get 5,000 coin title matches. And if you happen to get the world title match on your TV show and you get a title show, that's 10,000. We do monthly pay-per-views. And if you get on that, if you get on the pay-per-view, you get 3,000 coin regular matches, 10,000 coin title matches, and then 25,000 coin matches for the world title. We do have several titles. I'm going to go through them right now. We have our WFW Icons Champion, which is the championship you fight for on Havoc. Right now, Mongrel, the esoteric pet, is our current champion. The WF Titans Champion, which is what you fight for in Warfare. Sassy Applebee's is our current champion. We also have the WFW Shimmer Championship, which is our women's title. Babette the Flying Squirrel is our current reigning champion. She's very tough. For a while, she was the Icons title holder, and she's getting a rematch, I believe, on our next show. Shawn the Hitman Hurd is our Storm champion, which really doesn't exist anymore because we got rid of Gash, and that was the championship there. And he's also our current reigning hardcore champion.
Oh, no, I'd have to just join because of that.
There you go.
I am the hardcore queen.
That's right. Tad, Top Gun, Beagle Wolf Dennis, is our current radio champion. I'm not going to talk to him about that, because for the longest time, me and Relic debated about this with the other GMs, that the radio title of WFW should be defended on air. And since I'm the owner now and I have a radio show, we'll be doing more WFW stuff on the show.
You know, Hollywood, you're becoming as busy as me.
I know. This is ridiculous. What the hell?
We like you, Hollywood.
I know, but this is bullshit. I'm not supposed to be this busy. Take away from my hobnobbing with the goober smoochers in Hollywood.
Yeah, you're supposed to be all rich and famous and be able to just get people to do this kind of thing for you.
That's what I'm trying to find. Where the hell are my people supposed to be doing this for me? Now, also upping the ante in WFW, we have a monthly tournament, which is the King of the Mountain. I had to read up on that. I know it was something like 100,000 coins, I think, and a guaranteed title. Like, it was almost like a golden ticket, like a guaranteed title shot at whatever brand you were in. You know, Havoc or Warfare, you got a shot at that title. That's currently vacant. And, unless I'm getting a message. Okay, thank you. Never mind, sorry. Also now, if you hold three different titles in WFW, you get put in the WFW Masters division, and you fight for that title. So that's an exclusive group right there. And then, of course, it's supposed to be the Chaos Championship for the Chaos brand, which is supposed to be run by Beast Floyd Benson. I have to talk to him about that one. Oh, okay. Dark Temptress was our 2012 December winner of King of the Mountain. Oh, I'm sorry. 25,000 wrestler coins. Okay, I don't know how the hell I'm going to do this one. See, Relic had a lot of graphics programs. I don't. It was 25,000 wrestler coins, a nameplate or trading card of your choice, and a title shot on your respective show. I don't know how the hell we're going to do this one. And right now, we had a lot of people join, but we had lost a lot of members after Faith Dunkerino left. It was basically she handed the company over to Relic, and he had computer problems, which you know about, and we were just waiting for him to come back. So right now we're at 98 members. But we are looking for more, as I said, sometime this weekend. And right now, for January 11th, we're supposed to go back on live and do a thing. Worst, I might have to hold off. If I can find some GMs. And that's WFW news. No, okay. Judge, I can't repeat what I just said. Wait, Judge, what does he want a promo pick for?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, hold on. All right, hold on.
Why don't you just bring him on air?
I know. I'm setting it up. Yeah, Judge would call in. At least I could talk to him and explain himself.
Yes, I won some match thingamajig over there, and it said, congratulations, you have won a promo pick.
Where did it say this?
The little man come up and said, you know how he usually come up and says, oh, you failed? No, it's just like the little referee person came up in 3D animation. He come up and he said, you won a promo pick.
In WFW, he said that.
Yes, in WFW, he said that.
You have proof of this?
Yes, I screenshotted it.
Okay, well, you send me the screenshot and I'll look at it.
Well, wait, no, huh?
You said you screenshot it. I said, well, send me the screenshot. I'll look at it.
Oh, well.
What's so hard about that?
Wait a minute. Pagers. I heard you earlier saying you wanted a match with King Outlaw or something, or whatever his face is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, the only thing about wrestling King Outlaw, see, when King Outlaw comes to the ring, it's like the March of the Penguins, and when he starts wrestling, I just imagine Morgan Freeman narrating for some unknown reason. Because he just like the March of the Penguins, he just walks around and wobbles and doesn't really do much.
I don't know.
I got a narrator.
Now you got me saying outlaw. Hollywood, go ahead and send me an invite over to WFW.
All right.
Contract invite, I don't care.
right this second?
Yeah, I've already been hit with the glitch once.
All right, let me
hey,
see what I can
Sarge,
do.
Hey, Sarge, I have won a match before.
What is your full wrestler name? How do I look you up?
Jericho Space Page.
Okay, that's easy. And it's with two Ks or two Rs?
Two Ks.
Hey, wait a minute, D'Angelo. So here's the
I'm
thing.
Just checking.
Here's the thing.
No, it's two R's. It's J-E-R-R-I-K-A. Sorry. Okay. I can't spell tonight. Manager's sick. Don't mind me.
You know, hold up. I mean, I'm going to address these ad noises. They judge hasn't won a match. If I'm not mistaken, in the previous stable battle between the Misfits and Eternity, yeah, the other stable members didn't do too well, but Judgment did pull his match out against Mordrum.
It was a little too late. I'm proud of you there.
Okay,
Jackie. Thank you. But it was a little too late because at that point, your sister had already locked it and given us the win over the whole thing. So we are the Facebook Mania champions.
Yeah.
And then Group One this week.
Yeah. Okay.
How's that for some shit?
Well, I congratulate you guys because it was a good. Well, it was a. It yeah.
Never mind.
Okay. I can't really say it was a good match, given that my stablemate. God,
didn't show up.
You know,
pretty
it
much.
Was almost like watching my stablemates wrestle in that Facebook Mania stable thing was almost like watching Notre Dame play Alabama last night.
I was about to say that. I was about to ask you if it was kind of like that.
And you know, the bad part about it is I can understand that it was for the Facebook Mania stable champ title. And the, you know, the basic mention of it. Eternity took semifinals last year, so we took finals this year, which is really good for us. But I walked into my match, and I no sooner hit a move and hit a powerty. I'm like, really? You guys are taking it way too serious.
Well, here's the thing for everyone that knows about the Misfits. You know that we are a... We did make a little mark on Unstoppable last year. And given the fact that Notorious Damnation is not anymore, they're just there. It's like a feather that you don't use on some headdress. It's just there for no particular reason. I don't even know why it's still even considered a staple. I have been talking to 187, and we think it's time that we brought in a new group of Misfits for 2013. So probably next week we could see myself and maybe D'Angelo. I haven't really got to talk to him yet about it, but might see if he wants to help me. We're going to open up Misfit Rising. It's a new stable. And we'll be bringing in some new people to start working with us.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
I'm just glad I didn't draw D'Angelo in that because I would have lost.
Judge, Haffy just made a comment to what you were saying. He says, kind of like watching Mike Tyson in a spelling bee.
Haffy is cute. Yeah, okay, little Haffy. Yeah, uh-huh. Keep on. We'll shove a thumbtack in his nose.
Hey, you be nice to Haffy.
He's our immunity idol. What are you doing?
Yeah, I got to be nice to Haffy. He's our immunity idol. Well, see,
hey.
Mama, you did scare me tonight because you came to me and you said, you better be on my radio show. I just knew you was going to say that. You was going to jump, be mad at me for El Pebs getting in the coconut tree, but he tripped.
Oh, hey, Judgy, speaking of matches, did you see who you drew in the sacrifice round robin?
What? Who? Where?
Did you see who you drew in the sacrifice house show?
No, I did not see who I drew in the house show because, well, if you got, house show hasn't showed up yet.
You got Maddie. Oh, the matches are there. I promise, because I've already fought mine. But you got Maddie.
Oh, Maddie, babe. Can you not hurt me so much? Yes, Judge, you're probably.
Judge, I got a question. Normally when a person trips, they go down. How did Pebs go up and end up in the coconut tree?
I've heard people tripping upstairs.
Yes.
Yeah, and now I'm sure Judge has a fascinating story. Please continue.
Yes. This is what happened. Me and Hollywood was walking to Allen, and we saw Pebs. He was sitting there. He was trying to get those coconuts. And I told Hollywood, I said, you know, we should go help him.
Yes.
And Hollywood said, no, no, let him do it on his own. So we watched him, and he got this running start, and he jumped on this rock, which he thought was a leaf, because, you know, being a midget, it's kind of a rock and leaf. They look about the size of a trampoline. And he hit it, and he fell. And I said, oh, come fall down. And me and Hollywood was fixing to go help him, and then this butterfly flew down and picked him up and took him up to the coconut.
Okay.
And we just looked and we said, let's go. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And my first reaction was, wow, you don't see that every day.
Play on Survivor Island where you see that type of stuff.
And let's make this clear. This is Survivor Island in CSW.
Yes.
Right.
Well, see, okay, I have to be honest, Mama. I was going to mean, but everyone told me, no, you wasn't allowed to do that. You know that over there that a Shifty has the fishing pole. Well, I'm not one to dig for worms, so I was going to stick Pebs on the hook and throw him in to try to catch his fish. But they told me I wasn't allowed to do that, so...
Okay.
But, yeah, we're eating coconut and sand crabs.
Well, since we're on the subject of Survivor, I'd like to mention a little bit about my Survivor company.
Okay.
As you know, last week I started Season 3. It was a bit tricky at first. There not being enough people in there, people not accepting their invites in time. But it finally got worked out toward the end of the week, and it was a very close week. Going into the final day, the blue team was ahead. But when it came down to the final, the red team ended up winning, which I believe was a team Judges on. And the votes started coming in, and it ended up that there was a tie with the votes between Ultimato Dragon and Swamp Dog. But when Ultimato Dragon sent me his vote, it was for him to be sent home because he had some other issues that he had to deal with and isn't going to be able to take part. So... Ultimato Dragon ended up going home for the first week.
Oh,
blasting.
So, the blue team is down one person, so we will see how this week plays out.
Well.
There's now, a lot of complaining and stuff, of course, like always. I'm trying to deal with all that. I know some people weren't happy. There was one person that left because he did not like the fact that there was stipulation matches.
Who was that?
The Incredible
Hulk. I don't know who that would be. I missed it. No.
Yeah. And, of course, there was some people that complained they didn't like how the immunity challenge was done last week. So tomorrow it will be a bit different, and let's see if they are still complaining.
What company is this in, Mama?
My Unstoppable Survivor.
Might have to join that one because I keep hearing things about this, and it sounds really interesting. And unlike everybody else, I don't bitch. I like stipulation matches.
Whoa. Since when?
Hey, just because I'm so pissed off in Mordrin that I went and turned his fucking office into a strip club.
Yes, she's turned his office into a strip club. We're so dead.
Where is this? Which office is this?
In Mordred's
office over in Sacrifice.
Damn it, I'm not there.
I'll post the link.
Something else. I mean, she said, okay. She called me. She said, Judge, see, I was nice. I made his office into a carnival.
I hit Judgy up and I was like, hey, Bubba, want to help me get into some trouble?
I thought we was going to go throw eggs at Lady Purr or put Icy Hot in Lord Strife's jockstrap, but no, we go and make a strip club in Mordred's office.
There's the link, Hollywood. It's in the chat.
All right, let me check this out. Continue.
And the bad part about it, what it's going to get me killed the most is the fact that I revealed Mordred's secret alcohol stash.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Whoops.
Oh yeah,
and then the Miz, I called the Miz and had him show up for Judgy. So
bless him.
Judge is happy.
He just has on too many clothes.
Well, I sent him over to the hot tub. I sent him over to the hot tub for you.
We have a caller on hold.
Do we?
Yeah.
Well, do you want to bring him on or her on?
Sure, I'll bring them on.
Okay.
Area code 817, you're on the air.
Oh, why do you have to do that?
What?
Oh,
I
look,
mean,
it's my new brother-in-law.
Oh, look, it's my new sister-in-law.
Oh, look. It's leftover Chinese food.
Funny enough, I used to date Jerrica, not her. I'm her brother.
Did you have to mention that on air? He really?
Well, I didn't know about this. What's this now? Go on.
Ooh, breaking news.
Yeah. Jerrica, I'm sorry. I had to do it.
Thanks, Heat.
I am so, at least, you know, it's why you blocked me, too.
Somewhat, but that's in the past.
I knew it, but now we're brother and sister, now you can unblock me, and we can be friends.
I've had you unblocked.
Oh, what the fuck am I talking about, then?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Before you and Vexy got married.
Now Vex is supposed to be calling. Anyways, Judge, I told her. Judge.
I think you should. That was the only thing you should do. I mean, you should tell her. You should come forth and say, "Listen, my lady, while you're making me a sandwich, this is what's going to happen."
Yeah, you're right. She did take it very well. I just had so many things on my mind.
Do like I do. Don't keep things on your mind. Just let them roll off like a... Just let them roll off like water on a bear. It just rolls right off the back.
So, are you going to finally realize that I know how to beat you now?
Oh, Hollywood, I think he's talking to you.
I thought he was talking to you.
Oh, I've known how to beat Hollywood.
I think he's
Hollywood.
Talking to Paige.
Paige can never beat me. She
Look,
knows
it's
it.
Easy to beat me. Anyone who doesn't beat me, anybody that I beat, come on, think about it. If you block freaking hip toss, you got me beat.
Oh, I know. But I scout everybody I go against, so.
Listen, you don't have to scout me. It's basically hip toss. If you block hip toss, you got it beat.
Oh,
I told you people this long, long time ago.
Yeah, but you know. So, Hollywood, how's WFW?
Right now, like I said, when did I find this out? Last night, Judge? Like late last night?
Yes.
Last night, I had a lot of
Hollywood on this.
Yes. Thank you. I have a lot of appointments. I had a lot of appointments today, so I have not even had time to sit there, go to the office yet, and sit down. I probably won't be able to do anything. Owner-wise with it till tomorrow evening.
I'll tell you what. I'll come sit over there if you come sit over at mine.
Well, I'll find a slot first. My slots are all. All my company slots are full right now. I do appreciate the offer. I'll see what I can do this week. I'm far a few companies. I know. I'm sorry. What can I say?
Hollywood, you're a slut.
Well, hold on a minute. I'm bringing somebody else on.
Wait.
Of course.
Who is the
Lady
one
Vex.
Singing?
Hi, Vexy.
Fucking terrible judge.
So wow,
you guys
have
to do this while I'm in the middle of this conversation that I'm.
This is my lineup for the family: Jerrica, Minifee, Sucky, Rebel,
Lil Weed.
Holy, huh?
Lil Weed.
No, that's Rebel as well. Fuck him.
That's Marcel. But okay.
That's Marcel.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rebel adopted Marcel. Marcel is our big brother.
Okay, but you know the funny thing about this is Brock is. But you know the funny thing about this, Brock is my brother, so Minifee is dating. Married her brother.
No, that's the thing. Your Minifee is your sister-in-law. Because
yes.
I thought about this after you said it, and I was like, wait a minute. No, Minifee is your sister-in-law. Brock is my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law is with your sister-in-law. It sounds even worse that way.
I know it does. No. Wrong. Minifee is my sister-in-law now. Brock is my brother. If they get married, it's incestuous.
Oh, I swear, I get confused with these family trees and unstoppable. This is just, you know, it's just, I can't, you know.
Sisters.
I
get dizzy.
Dude,
you know, the thing about family trees and unstoppable, here's the thing. No matter how many branches, no matter how many branches of a family tree you have,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you could be a weeping willow, you could be a great oak, you could be a pecan, you could be a pine. It all comes back down to the poison ivy.
That's right.
Judge, you should be adopted by a rebel.
And I find that some
no.
And I find that some of these branches go back to the roots.
Yes, the roots.
I swear.
Well, I know ain't none of them branches touching me.
I have no family in WFW. I mean, WU, for that matter.
I didn't either. And then,
yeah. I mean, I didn't have any family until I married Beck.
But Brock,
I have family. I've been in.
Oh yeah, it's Brock. Whatever.
Everybody want me as their kid for some unknown reason.
Okay.
You had like 10 daddies.
I know, but I.
And who's the real one?
A brewer.
The real one's Brewer now, I guess.
It's been Rebel. It's been
Relic.
It's been Brewer.
That's it, I think.
Is it?
Maybe you just said you had
10
daddies and you only need 3, so...
Oh, it seems like
Judge
said 10 daddies.
Oh, I got to give a special shout-out. Somebody's looking... One of my friends is out there. Fedor, this is me. How are you?
Hey, Fedor.
That's right.
All right, that's nice. That's very nice, Hollywood. But you're still a whore.
Why am I a whore?
Because you won't come sit for me. You're being a whore.
Ask your wife. We were discussing this earlier about the slots, about company slots.
I don't care. You're a whore in my. You're a whore in my world.
Oh well, I haven't called.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, if people have empty company slots besides that they want to join companies with, I can name a few companies.
Mama.
What?
She said what?
We're friends right now. Don't ruin that.
Well, I'm just going to give names for companies that people ask me to promote for them.
I'm just kidding. I'm not even... I mean, I don't even care.
There's one. It's owned by Sergeant Wolf. It's called Extreme Wrestling Federation. It's just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one. WWE. WORL Wrestling Entertainment by Mr. Anderson Silva. Then there's a new company owned by Heat and Vex called Raider Wrestling, which Vex is trying to change
the
name of.
We're going to change the name to The Pit.
Yay, I win.
Also, Joe England has a new company called Sex Appeal. There's some pretty good GMs in there. Bama, Azray, Lady P.
Did you say Anderson Silva? Anderson Silva?
Apparently.
He's wrestling here? Get the hell out of here.
In Sarge, okay, there's... he has two company slots available.
Okay, there's also a company owned by Mr. D'Angelo, the Misfit Beer Joint. Also, another company that is owned by Swamp Dog, CWF, Cajun Wrestling Federation. And, of course, I'm a GM in a bunch of companies that I can name, but I'm not going to go through all them.
Yeah, you GM, like, in 50 companies. I don't want to hear all of them.
Well, none of them except for the Sex Appeal that I mentioned I GM in, so.
Sex Appeal? That's funny. Didn't you also GM at Sweet Poontang Wrestling?
I was there for a little bit, yes.
What companies haven't you GM for?
Conk owned that. Conk is a friend. Conk has another company that he has right now that he's trying to get people to join. That if I had
like
a
Dead Rabbit,
I would go and GM for him.
True.
It's called Dead Rabbit, something like that. Let me go look at it. It is. Some of these company names are so fucking stupid. Some of these wrestlers' names, like I Poop Rainbows, what the fuck? Have you seen that person, I Poop Rainbows?
Never heard of him.
My god.
I've seen people fan it, but I haven't fanned it.
Like, I don't even know. It's called, Conk's new one is called Dead Rabbits Championship Wrestling.
Right.
So...
I'll be back in just a few, guys.
All right.
Great.
Who left now?
Jerrica.
Jerrica left?
No, well, she'll be right back. I think she's still on the call.
Yeah.
She'll be right back.
She had to go do something.
Okay, so Vex, honey?
Yeah?
Did you hear the first part of when I came on?
No.
About Jerrica? Okay, good. Never mind.
I was trying to call in.
All right, then good. Never mind. While we were on the other show, Vex decided to post a match that Sarge and I had, which was, hopefully nobody saw that.
Who clicked on it?
Huh?
I can post it again.
I'd rather not. I was drinking one night, and it seemed I posted something to Sarge, and...
You're the one that seems more worried about it than him. But anyway, this is Mama's show.
No, he was messaging me about it. He asked me why I said it and everything. So I hope he's not in the chat able to call me on my bullshit. Oh, he is a fuck.
Call him on his bullshit. Call him.
Sarge was all over my inbox, though.
You're all over my inbox.
Oh, he is talking.
What are you saying? You okay, John?
Oh, my God.
Did you not hear Vex just say inbox? It was like...
Good Lord.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. But,
mate, what did I do?
Vex, we're starting this company, okay, right? And... It was Harley Heat, and I don't know if y'all know her, had this company that she was given. So I said, just give me the company, and I got the company. It was a freaking group, and I had to upgrade it. So now I'm going to start this company. It's called, we changed it. It was going to be Raider Pit Wrestling, but Vex said she didn't like it, so
well, first
she wanted
they named
to change
it
the
Heat
name.
Heat Pit.
No. Heat Pit Wrestling.
First they named it Heat Pit. Then you went from
it
Heat
was,
Pit.
Heat Pit Wrestling does not really sound, you know, it's not really I haven't made my name that high of that I could call it by my name.
Why don't you, instead of talking about the name, how about you tell them what your idea is?
Well, okay. My idea is kind of like Mama Survivor, right? You have two teams. You have the top dogs, and then you have the underdogs, okay? And it's really just the top dogs, you know, challenging or, testing the underdogs. And, you know, we're going to have some, from TNA, what is that? They have the game points and some kind of thing. And we make some matches, you know, make some stipulations and some tag matches, blah, 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 to get these points. And whoever gets the most points becomes a top dog, earns, earns a into the legends, basically, or, you know, the one who escaped the pit. And I've been talking to some friends of mine that do art for, and, you know, I'll give them 50 wrestler bucks, 200% contract to the company, and fire them if they want to be fired. It's kind of like the Survivor, because you're getting something by escaping the pit. You're passing all the tests, you win. So, but
the hell?
So I don't mean, it was just an idea. I don't know if it's real nice. It sounds like I'm a little bit piggybacking off of Wrestling Mama's idea, but I mean, it is a good idea.
It's not Survivor. It's not where people get eliminated. It's it's kind of like boot camp.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's right.
Well, that's a major spoiler. Sorry, Judge. But I was looking at Judge. Sorry.
Huh?
Judge has posted a very interesting picture. A spoiler for this week's SmackDown. If you want to look at the picture, dare I say it?
Go ahead and say it, because I like when you say his name.
I don't say his. We have a new in WWE. They have a new SmackDown World Heavyweight Champion. The Big Show lost in the last standing match to. You want me to try and say it? I can't roll my R.
Wow.
Alberto Del Rio. That's it. That's his.
Damn, Alberto won?
Yeah. And that was tonight.
That is
yeah,
fucking
that was tonight.
Funny.
Because they taped the shows on Tuesday night for SmackDown, so.
That's kind of stupid.
Hey, because he wasn't doing much. I don't get it.
WWE makes no sense.
They make the worst decisions lately.
I mean, a guy as big as Big Show against some little Mexican.
Well, it was Last Man Standing, so he might have had help.
Wow, Last Man Standing, yeah, okay.
Last Man Standing, yeah, so.
It could have been, you know.
The referee could have been knocked
out.
You know what I'm thinking? The referee could have been knocked out. He hit him with a punch, knocked him in the red, and Big Show went over to the ref to wake get him up. And then, Ricardo Rodriguez got in the ring and did something.
I'm thinking Sheamus came down there and gave him a bro kick.
Yeah, but I don't think he wants I don't think he wants Del Rio to win it. So,
If Del Rio wins it, Sheamus knows he can beat Del Rio.
Can somebody
favor,
real quick? Can somebody get Minnie on Facebook and tell her I'm not ignoring her? My computer fucked up. Thank you. Okay.
I did see a picture earlier of him holding a title belt, but it wasn't like that. It was him on top of the ring. I thought it was from like maybe his the Florida Wrestling, that company he was in. Maybe he won the title down there. I thought that maybe it was just an old picture they were trying to pass off.
Yeah, but on Raw, I was watching Raw, and the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life, Cookie Puss. Where the hell do these guys find this shit? I mean,
Cookie Puss. I'll tell you, Cookie Puss is a character by an ice cream store chain called Carvel, and it's a cake they sell.
Huh? I did not
know
that. But
his nose, Cookie Puss' nose, is an ice cream cone turned upside down.
Oh, okay, that's funny.
So it kind of looks like, you know, it has a phallic type, like Camel Joe from Camel Cigarettes years ago. They can't use him anymore. Because he's a cartoon character. But every joke around, he had that phallic type face, so.
Oh, okay, I mean.
As a matter of fact, if you get, I'll look that up. I'll post it. Oh, hold on. I'll look it up.
Yes, now they have.
Post and it's going to come up from tonight, last night's show.
So now they have some small boy as the WWE champion, because you, when you looked at The Rock and then you looked at CM Punk, you thought CM Punk looked like a small fat boy. And then
hey,
you
that's
have.
Rip off. Come on.
Huh?
Small boy wrestlers. That's Happy's ripoff.
Okay.
Who
poor
we talking
Halfie. About? Happy the Halfmate.
No, I know Happy the Halfmate. Who's his ripoff?
I'm back.
What the hell, Mama Puss?
Okay,
yeah,
that's, too big,
to that.
That's too big of a link for me to just, I'll message you later. Okay.
Yeah, that says read the direct notice, whatever that is you gave
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I know. I just saw it. Damn it.
It's about cookies and pussy. Ooh.
Hold on.
Hollywood.
Judgment,
you know,
get your words right at Ussie.
Ussie. I told you. Is it Ussie?
There's bats in the cave. I don't know.
The last show that was.
Oh, I'm trying to skip.
Addie said I had a thing for Lindsay Lohan, did he not? Vex?
Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, honey. What?
Did Addie say on the show that I had a thing for Lindsay Lohan?
You kept mentioning Lindsay Lohan's vagina. And he was
right,
getting concerned about your love of it. Where did Wrestling Mama go?
She's here. Mrs. Spears.
No, I'm just hard to get a word in.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well,
I'm
the floor is yours, Wrestling Mama. The floor is yours.
Okay.
you said you couldn't talk, so I mean, I'm just saying, floor is yours. I mean, it's not my show. I don't have a show.
No.
I don't do shit.
No, but are we gonna do the titles in the second hour?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, what I figure now is I have a couple of songs I want to play, so we'll do that, and then we will get to, I guess, your match first. And I'm still trying to hunt down my radio champion. He's on. I see him on Skype, but he's not responding to me.
Stripping.
So,
I have to, but just get in touch with me.
So, Mama, are you going to announce who your new boy toy is?
That's all not needed to be brought out right now. We're doing a show.
Really? JP McNugget.
Yes. That's who
you're
I'm
jealous,
saying.
Heat?
I'm not jealous. I'm happy for Wrestling Mama.
Okay.
Well, we got married. I've never married anybody else, so
When Mama says it's not for the show, it's not for the show, honey.
Oh, it's for the show. I think everybody should know Wrestling Mama's happy.
Yes, I'm
happy.
Happy.
Then, if you're not happy, then I'm sorry that I brought it up.
No, I am very happy.
All right, let's take our music break. I'm going to meet everybody. This music ties in with the fact I got my trophy tonight. So, it's kind of what we played last night, but a little expansion on it. I got the double, the twofer that we were talking about last week for it. You'll know what I mean. Here we go. Here's some Queen.
my dues. Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share.
Obviously, I dedicate that one to Team Hollywood, my fantasy football team that won. And for all the other teams in the league, I'm sorry, this one goes out to all of you.
Tell me your passion's gone away, and I don't need no care.
'cause you had a bad day. You take him one down. You think of that song, just turn it around. You take it down slow. Tell me don't lie. You work at a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day. You see what you like and how does it feel? Oh, one more time. You had a bad day. You had a bad day.
Okay, we're back with the Unstoppable Super Show. Mama? Mama?
Yes, some of the rest of us in the league had bad days, but
yes.
Hey.
You know what was funny about that? After I won it, I kept seeing the commercial for the ESPN Fantasy Football, their playoff league, and they kept showing, they were just in the chorus, you had a bad day, blah, blah, blah. And they showed these teams that had really cool names, but like 1-15...
Hey, I didn't do that bad.
No, I know, but just really got off. And it was like the one girl was sitting there with her Dallas, Texas jersey on, and she named her team after Romo, and she won like three games all season. She had the mascara pouring down her face. Another guy just sat there, looked at the computer blank, and just shut the laptop. Trust me, I've had seasons like that, surprisingly. I've had seasons like that. But, oh, yeah, we got to bring everybody else back on. Or do you want to say something before I bring
everybody
on?
Yeah, bring everybody else on. But I wanted to direct a question to Mr. Judgment.
Oh, okay. Mr. Judgment, this is for you from Mama.
Judge, since before we went to commercial break, we were talking about relationships. The other night I was in a certain pub, and it looked to me like you might be starting a relationship.
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
Really? Judge,
oh my God!
Spill it, Judgy.
Judgy.
Well, here's the thing. I was at Kelly's pub. I was minding my own business. I was drinking. I was having a good time watching the other adenoids in there. And this wrestler came in and they proceeded to want to go back to a dart table, kind of in the back. So I went to the back, and we was chitty-chatting. Next thing I know, I'm getting massaged. We end up going to the Justice Mansion, and we're just friends.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the back row.
Oh,
huh?
My God.
If it was anybody telling me this story, I'd say, tell me another one, Judge, but it's you, Judge. So tell me another one, Judge.
Okay, me and a freak icon have been talking, and it looks like Pete and Billy may not be the only gay power couple in Unstoppable right now.
What'd you say? What'd you just say?
Judgy. Really?
Yeah.
Hey, everyone likes a freak.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Can you repeat that again? My thing was, my sound was fading in and out.
Hmm. Well, I'm out $200. This fucking sucks.
And, you know, I've always said the biggest mistake that Judge has ever made in this game was breaking up with Maddie. And to this day, me and Maddie are better friends than anything, and we are best friends, and I love Maddie. I'll always be there for her. I just can't give Maddie what she needs, and she needs to be with someone who worships her and treats her with the utmost respect and can be there all the time. And I get distracted. I do all kinds of things. And it just kind of Well, I see, I blame it on that damn tequila. I knew I shouldn't have drank tequila. I said to myself, self, because I always call myself that. I said, self, this white alcoholic beverage called tequila, should I drink it? And self said, no, you son of a bitch, don't drink it. It makes you do crazy things. And it did.
Just a few?
Yeah, well, a bottle.
Well, that's okay.
Or two.
And then someone said, eat the worm. And I'm like, no, I don't like little wormy things in my mouth. And then I got to thinking, well.
Judgy.
Huh?
Don't need to hear that.
Well, me,
yeah, there
well,
are
me
some
eating
things
the worm
you should
was kind of like.
Private.
No, I mean, this is all I'm just going to tell you. You know, I'm the type of person that tells it like it is. If somebody, you know, if somebody asks me a question, I'm not shy. You want to know what happened, tell me, and I'll tell you what happened. Judge, ratty, tatty, 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 that prostate, hey.
Judgy!
Are we gonna have another 99.23 moment sometime soon?
No.
Thank
or you learned your lesson.
For the love of God, don't forget
Jerica.
To mute.
Jerica.
No.
Sarge is shocked.
Now, okay, Hollywood.
Yes.
Should I mention what I mentioned earlier about Jerica?
Which was
something you didn't know. You were like, oh, I want to know.
Go ahead.
Max, you're gonna be a widow.
That's okay, I'll be a rich widow.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, never mind. I don't want to die.
He had his chance. He had his moment.
Jerica and I were a couple back in 1.0. There we go.
You said that before.
I'm going to hurt him, Vex.
But he said that before
see,
already.
And I just made peace with my other sister, so I can't use that line anymore. Damn it.
Jerica.
Somebody
Jerica's,
go over the line off my favorite quotes because I can't use it anymore. I got to go remove it.
For all you guys who are into that kinky stuff, Jerica does it.
You know what? I'm happily taken. Thank you very much.
And she's fine with 4-on-1. I'm just saying.
No, I'm not. Thank you very much.
What? No, don't lie to
them.
Honey.
Am I getting in trouble now?
Silent treatment in 3 seconds.
Oh, shit. Do I get a choice? Do I? Oh, shit.
Hello.
Oh man, she's mad. She's mad at me now.
You're in so much trouble, Mama. Do you have your title match ready?
Nope, but I can get it ready in just a couple seconds.
Okay, because I am still hunting him down.
You know what? If he isn't here by now, just goodbye.
Oh, I guess I should announce who is actually getting it. Sorry.
Gee, that would be great.
Well, since she called in and asked so nicely, Jerica will get the chance.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you, Mark.
Jerica, can I have a hug?
No.
We're brother and sister now, so I mean, it's okay now.
No, I'm mad at you.
Oh my god.
Asshole.
No, Vex, you're giving me silent treatment. I don't want to see all those kissy faces. And Jerica, stop giving me those kissy faces.
I ain't doing nothing.
Really?
Jerica's a good little girl.
Oh man, that's a good one too.
Hence the evil angel in her name.
And the match is posted.
We're ready.
If you change your name to Sticky Icky, I'm sure people would, you know, more, get your, you'd have your name out there farther than you do now.
Oh, let's get to the match. I think we're going to mute everybody until we get this match over with.
Who's in the match, though?
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
It's King Outlaw against Jericho Page.
Right.
Oh, man, Jericho's going to lose.
I'll call Jericho. You can call King Outlaw. All
right. Well, hold on. I'm still trying to mute her.
I'm going to judge.
What was that?
I said in judge and his candy canes.
Oh. All right. Whoa, you're starting already. All right. King Outlaw comes out with the European uppercut. He calls it up with a hip toss. He climbs the turnbuckle. And the crowd goes nuts for him. I nailed a devastating pile driver. He follows up. He picks Jericho for a brainbuster, drives her into the ground, sets the defense.
Jericho tries to do the foot stomp, but he moves out of the way.
All right. And then King Outlaw whips Jericho into the ropes, picks her up, slams her on his knee for a devastating backbreaker. Backs him to the corner, goes for a vicious spear. Picks her up and drives into the ground for a pile driver again and goes on the defense.
Okay, and she does a backhand chop.
Ooh, that's got to hurt.
And hits him with a hip toss.
Oh, she's on the attack now.
And she tried to do a side headlock, but he slipped right out.
Oh, my. This is going to be bad. Throws him to the ropes again, picks her up, drives her back. Oh, her back's got to be hurting after that backbreaker. Pushes her back into the corner, puts her into a side headlock, comes charging out, slams her face into the ground with a bulldog. She's got to have a headache. And the headache's going to get worse now. Picks her up, drives her for a pile driver. He's going for a cover already. This one can be over. The ref counts 1, 2, 3. It's over already. King Outlaw makes short work of Jericho Page.
Yes, that was very quick.
Wow. Judge didn't get to do anything with his candy canes. I think he's in shock. That was fast, I'm telling you.
Yes, it was.
All right, let's bring everybody back on. I think it took me longer to try to meet everybody than that match took.
Oh my gosh.
It never fails. I go for a title on the radio, and I lose it every time.
I'm sorry.
I beat him. Pay-per-view, I will lose everything.
I beat him 3 times in a row. Do I need to teach you how?
No.
Hold on a minute. Now, here's my problem. Alcoholic, who was Ma in Unstoppable Super Show Wrestling, he's the radio champion. He's not here, which means two other people would be fighting for it. The only one who's here from the company I can see is Susie.
Judgy's in the company, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's not in the radio division for some reason.
Well, that can be fixed real quick.
Oh, yeah. If you want to do that for me? Or I'll do it for you?
I've got the roster right here, so I'll just go ahead and take care of it.
Judge, are you up for it?
The List Arc is Ram? Yeah, sure.
Wait, no, hold on. He's not in.
The List Arc
is not
Ram.
In Unstoppable.
Yeah, Judge, I'm going to ask you a question. Judge?
Yes. Yes.
Last week you were in USSW. You asked me to invite Son of Bundy to the company. And now you're not in the company.
Yes.
What happened?
I am in the company.
It says you're not in the company.
No, you're not.
Am I not?
You left Unstoppable Super Show last week.
Why did I leave? I didn't leave them.
It says you left. Do you want to invite back?
Did you leave? He left. Did you leave because of the tour?
Tour, I bet. Yeah. Yeah, send me an invite back. I'll be right back.
All right.
Okay, I'll take care of that.
You take care of that. Okay.
Hey, Becky, I sent you one of your wedding gifts.
I saw that. It's beautiful. Thank you, dear.
Did you enjoy your gift I sent you?
Somebody deleted it
out of the scene.
Oh, Susie didn't hear
it. It was deleted. It was stupid. You would not want it.
Hold on,
really quick.
That was a beautiful bedroom set. I'm not happy that it is not still there. If that was stupid and got deleted, then why didn't Addie's get deleted? No, don't go delete Addie's.
Okay, Judge, you have the invite.
Addie's deleted?
Yeah, Judge, what do you want to ask me?
Solus Darkus Rim, the Lord of Doom's title?
Yes.
When am I getting that back?
You're not. Sorry.
But, okay. Mama.
Let me answer Judge, please.
Okay.
Friday is the show. And right now the title is vacant, so you will go for it. And I already know who I'm putting you against, but I'm not telling you. You'll have to see on Friday.
Sorry.
Oh, snapple crap.
Let me pay Judge. That'd be awesome.
All right.
Make sure it's got you.
You're
got
not in Soulless Darkness Realm. You left.
I had to leave.
I
had to join my company.
Okay, well,
but
then
hey,
you can't very well face him.
But now, hold on. You can send me an invite right now because I freed up a spot. I bought out of a company I didn't want to be in. They kept on sending me spam.
Okay, I'll send you an invite.
Okay, but I'm reading the chat, and it says Outlaw is wanting to face me next week for that radio title.
Well, you were supposed to face each other this week, but when you left the company, I had to find somebody else.
Right.
Oh, man. Jerrica, sister, I'm going to get them back for you. Don't worry about it. I got it.
I don't need anybody fighting my battles. Thank you very much.
Well,
Judgy, are you back into USSW?
I will just take it out on them in hardcore hitting.
Yeah, I should be back in there.
Rules.
All right.
Okay.
So do you want to do the honors or you want me to set it up?
I'll set it up.
All right.
Let me get Judgy back into divisions, and
yes.
Then I will set the title up.
All right. Oh, Jerrica, I also put you in divisions in WFW.
Okay.
Just for a warning, like I said earlier, nothing till this weekend.
That's fine.
Originally it was the 11th, but I don't know what's going to happen now since I don't think I have any GMs left, because I think it was just me and Relic and one other. I'm trying to get in touch with the other, at least.
Well, I would GM if the manager gave me more time, but, you know.
It's all right.
Okay,
go ahead.
How many coins is the match going to be for?
I said it in the Skype, but I said, let's make it 3,500.
Okay. And Alkaholic made an announcement that he is not going to be wrestling.
Oh, I missed that.
I forgot about that.
I didn't see that announcement. All right.
So it was okay to strip him anyway.
Oh, okay. I wish I knew that sooner, but all right.
I'm sorry,
No, I didn't know. I didn't know about. I didn't know he did that.
I seen in the chat.
What?
Sarge said, "Mama, invite." I thought Sarge was already in the company.
Is he in Soulless Darkness Realm?
I thought
Sarge,
so.
Let me ask Sarge. Are you in Soulless Darkness Realm?
Jesus Christ! I have a fucking USL week from hell.
Is Sergeant
Cool? That's what we're asking him.
Well, if he was in USSW, he could have the title shot.
Hold on. Sarge, do you want to invite to USSW? Because the mama doesn't do that. All right, he wants an invite to USSW. All right.
I don't do that.
How about Sarge take on Judgment for the radio title since I am a GM?
All right. I'm going to invite him right now.
I'm working on it.
Oh, you're working on it? All right. What a good GM I have.
Well, you're doing the radio show.
All right. Thank you much.
So I can take care of those little things. Invite is sent. And let me know when you accept it, Sarge, so I can put you in divisions.
Well, that'll be exciting. Judge against Sarge.
That'll be a good match.
Mm-hmm. Well, my new year's starting off interesting.
By the way, did you talk about what you got in the mail?
Yes, I did. I'll tell you now. It was from Cafe Press, and I opened it up, and it's this gold fabric. And I was kidding around. I was like, well, don't tell me that's a replica robe. It wasn't the right color. I turn over, and it's a big plush football, right? And I'm going, oh, don't even tell me. I turn it over, and I think it was, like, printed into it. I know how to do that. My brother-in-law used to do that. Not for Cafe Press, but... and it had the Cajun Swamp Wrestling logo on it, on the football.
Cool. Does it look good?
Yeah, it looks great. And it said, congrats for winning fantasy football this year. So I said, cool. I mean, I didn't need the note. You know, I figured out what that was for, so. That was very cool. It's a big, it's like a big, it's a pillow-sized football, too. Like a mini pillow.
Wow. Bigger than I thought it was going to be.
It's soft. I'm sorry. Yes, that's why I played the songs before, because we were talking about the title again. So.
Okay, Sarge has joined, so I'll get him in divisions real quick.
Here we go.
And then I will get the match started.
Okay. I guess I'll call a judge and you call Sarge, Mama.
Sure.
Okay.
Bro, Sarge is going to win. This is horrible.
And how much did you say on the coins?
$3,500.
Okay. Okay, I am. Mama picked A or B?
B.
Okay, Sarge goes first. And the match is ready.
Okay.
I am posting it into the theme now.
All right. And I will mute. Oops, where is it? I'll start muting people. What?
Okay. And Sarge starts out with a European uppercut. Then hits Judge with a hip toss. Then a pile driver. Then he hits a brain buster and Judge is asking for his mommy. And he takes to defense.
All right. And Judge looks at him and staggering and saying, good luck, bro. I guess he didn't realize the match started. He scoops up Sarge for a big body slam. Then a textbook armbar just wrenching on that shoulder. Then he... Oh, no, he went for the bulldog, but Sarge is able to slip out of it. Judge says, all snap, and he pulls out a candy cane. He has a candy cane out.
Oh, jeez. Sarge hits Judge with another brainbuster.
Ooh, his head's got to be hurting.
Then a power bomb.
Oof, his back.
And he goes to spear Judge, but Judge slips out the way.
He moves out of the way. Judge with a backhand chop to the chest. Then he hits him with a hip toss. Oh, no, he failed the hip toss. Oh, he went for the hip toss. He failed it.
Judge.
This could be old Sarge's.
Judge gets hit with another brain buster.
He's got to be hurting.
A power bomb.
His back's got to be sore as hell.
And then running like a freight train, he hits Judge with a spear.
He almost ripped him in half with that move.
Yeah, put him on the mat, and
the referee
Sarge
for
covers
count.
To the pin.
Will we get the three count?
One, two, three,
what?
And Sarge is the champ.
My God, and Judge is such a daisy, he's asking for a frozen banana. Judge, what are you doing? Well, another fast match.
Oh, by the way, something that we need to mention.
Yes. I'm bringing everybody back on.
I hope everybody will go to the Unstoppable Super Show company page, and I'll post a link to the scene. Check out the belts that we had that were made for the company. They are in an animated graphic.
Okay.
And if you have a company and you're looking for belts to be made, you ought to contact, I have to remember what his name is. It's
Lim Crusher.
Angela Stone.
Okay.
Limb, or better known as Limb Crusher. He is the one who made belts for USSW.
There you go.
Judge. Oh, yeah. My bro just won the title.
Judge.
What?
What happened?
He got his ass beat.
I slipped on the frozen banana.
You didn't ask for the frozen banana until after the match.
It happened so fast.
I know. Our two radio title matches went faster than a Nick Marvel match. I'm sorry, than a Nick Marvel moveset.
I know, right?
Hold on. And somewhere in another company, Nick Marvel's opponent is waiting for him to make his first move.
Yeah, I sat around Robin for Scum Academy, and I put in their trash talk, if you dare. So, you know what? I get him. And so, you know, what do? I start trash talking. Right. And I said, oh, I hope you show up for the match, or are you going to pull a Marvel? At the end of the match, he goes through the rest of the match. He doesn't say anything until his last moveset before I pin him. And he goes, that was only once. Yeah, no.
No. It's every match you've had on air.
That's why there's the five-minute rule.
Unbelievable. I hope he's happy.
Oh, man. That was good.
Well, there you have it. Two new champions crowned tonight. I'm sorry, one new champion crowned tonight. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
Well,
two quick matches, though.
Sarge.
Congratulations, Sarge, the new USSW radio title champion. Or radio champion, I should say. Well, we have about 30 minutes left in the show. Should we do another song break? Yes,
okay.
No? Well, somebody's laughing.
I know. I said sure, but...
Someone thought that was quite funny.
I guess so. I'm trying to find a song we could play.
Okay.
Wrestling Mama.
What?
Nothing. I was talking to Sarge.
Okay.
Oh, did I send that to you?
I don't know.
Who
I thought
you
had a song. Mom is a co-host.
Okay.
Yes, I am co-host.
Okay.
What's the matter?
I found out where all the Rocket Ninjas have been hiding.
Where?
Look at the link I just posted.
Oh.
On your ninja parade?
The streets are covered with them. Well, all right. I have a song.
Oh, wow. I see that Judge's Lover's in the scene, in the chat now.
All right. I have a song. Let's play some Rush tonight. How about that?
That sounds good.
All right. We're going to play some Spirit of Radio in just a second. Let me mute everybody. Let me start the song, and then I'll mute everybody. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes with the Unstoppable Super Show. Go smoke them if you got them.
I am.
We'll be right back.
was Rush with the Spirit of the Radio, otherwise known as their audience participation song. If you ever see them live in concert. Which I have many times. Mommy there? Mommy back?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Mom, I'm out for a game.
I was still singing this song in my head. And
yes, even though the song, even though they stopped singing about 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, I know. But the next time you play Rush, you got to get Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, I'll add that for next. Actually, I got to go through the soundboard this weekend. I got to remove a bunch of stuff anyway, so. And everybody's back on air with us. I think they are.
Yeah, that was good.
Now, I keep forgetting to say this. We have about 25 minutes. If anybody else wants to call in and join us, there's one of two ways. You can either call in at 646-478-0073, or if you're in the chat room, you scroll to the top of the page. There's a little blue button with a white S in it. It stands for Skype. You click that, and it's a free call to us. And as I always like to say, free is good in today's economy.
Yeah, right. That's good. Especially how Obama's cracked down on the middle class.
Oh, God, now I'm going to have to listen to those again. Damn it, you had to bring up the economy.
Well, I'm just saying. It's
okay,
always
Rick.
Yeah.
It's okay, Rick. Not your fault.
I think this whole country needs to reset on the government.
Yes. I agree. You see, Bex, I can have a conversation with you about this. You do not want to hear it. That's a difference.
I'm not political.
No, I've
politics.
Been saying this for years. I've just been saying this for about 15 years, that the country is just in a bad, it was just in a bad shape, getting worse. And, you know, it's pretty obvious. It doesn't matter who's at the helm. It really doesn't anymore. It's gotten so bad, it's just, I don't know. But anyway, let's get back to wrestling business, shall we? So let's see. The Feet suck. Ninja Rocket Ninja suck. Unstoppable pretty much sucks. Right now.
I'm going to do it on this one. On Sundays, everybody, don't forget, Positively Perfect will be back on air for our monthly show.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, all the ladies.
I know. I was trying to help hype it up.
What the hell is going on?
At 10 p.m. Eastern.
10 p.m. Eastern this Sunday night. Be there. Positively Perfect. How was that?
Awesome.
Positively Perfect.
Thank you. Now, what are you going to talk about?
We like to keep that a secret.
I heard something that Bama has a segment called Bama's Bum or something like that.
Something along those lines.
She's going to show her bum?
No.
Damn it. You should have said it. What did I tell you guys? Never go with a no. Always go with a maybe.
It's a radio show.
She could take a picture and post the link.
Now, if she does, I don't know if she's going to do that, but that's up to her.
I have a key to the studio, so it's okay.
Okay.
I might be
Not. Rick.
Yes.
All right, so next week's show, the radio title.
Yes.
Outlaw wants some stipulations. I'm not a creative person.
Wait, what's going on here?
Well, Outlaws challenged me to face him next week for his title, the radio title. For this,
you need to talk to Mama, because that would be Soulless Darkness Realm.
Yes.
Mama?
Yes. Yes.
What stipulations, then, would you give out? What? Just throw out some stipulations, like brainstorming.
Hell in a Cell match?
Yeah, I mean, there could be all kinds of them.
That could
I've
be
got
like
a whole list
that could be
that I could
like
use.
A lot of health, no defense, no bag of tricks. You have to describe your move before you go, and you have to get your opponent down to zero health and momentum before you pin and confirm it. before you pin.
My favorite was always the leather strap matches, no aerial or throw moves. They're strapped together by the hand.
I know somebody had made a list of really cool matches, and I lost the list. I'm so pissed.
I have a bunch that I can send you, Hollywood.
Okay.
I was going to say, I've got a couple of them.
You can always talk to Rage.
He's the one who, that's the list I'm talking about. Right, I'll talk to him later.
Hmm.
Yeah, and that's another thing I'm really disappointed about with Unstoppable. I'm sorry I'm on this kick right now. But damn it, I remember when I first started playing, besides the tag matches, which we waited forever for, that we were supposed to get specialty matches.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to say there was another game out for a while that didn't do as good as Unstoppable, but one of the really cool things was they had specialty matches pretty much right away. And in those specialty matches, you had special extra moves you could do. Like, if it was a cage match, they had a move, rim opponent's head into cage.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. You know, for example. But why the hell did they ever do that here? What the
they
hell?
Completed anything. They just focused on graphics and using us as test ground for B3D, which closed down 3 months.
So they
wow,
used
they
test
only,
ground for
yes,
3D graphics.
Yes, it closed
graphics.
Down.
If they only focused on graphics, they really sucked at it.
They're a graphic company. That was the big problem.
Well, their 3D graphics suck. I'm going to say this. Marvel Avengers Alliance game on Facebook has better graphics.
Yeah.
That's because it's a bigger name. They have a bigger funding behind them. But Rocket Ninja, they earned, what, $7 million as a prize for doing what they were doing, and then they folded. They just gave up. Somebody took the fucking money and ran, and I don't know who.
That's what I'm saying. They had $7 million.
And I'd like to get them alone in a dark alley.
Because they had $7 million, and they didn't do shit for this game, and they didn't do shit with it. They gave themselves all nice bonuses and ran off with the money.
That's got to be illegal, right?
I'm sure there's ways. They have ways of, you know, clean, making the money clean somehow, if you know what I mean.
Huh.
Putting it through to the washing machine, you know, taking it to the laundromat.
So wait a minute. Who did you say was the gay power gay couple? Because I missed that entire thing, and I'm just seeing it on the feed now because my computer's slow and I can't. The chat runs really slow on my computer. I know it was an hour ago, but
Judgy boyfriend.
Who's Judgy's boyfriend?
His boyfriend.
Judgy, who's
who is
your
that?
Friend?
Big icon.
Oh, really? That's nice. That's good, Judge. I'm happy for you, Judge. Oh. It's gone real quiet.
Isn't that good?
I'm sorry, okay, I was answering. Somebody had a list. They were going to send me a copy of the list of matches I was thinking of.
Mama. Mama.
Yes.
All right, do you remember the last show we were on, and it was for your Survivor thing, and you had picked me to be an idol, and I had said it on the show, and it was just completely funny how only Judge was the one to pick
oh,
it up
you
on
sh-
it.
Sh- 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 sh-
huh?
Somebody can't keep their mouth shut, can they?
What was that? I didn't hear that. Say that again.
No. Nobody's supposed to know who has the idols.
Oh, yeah, right. Shut up.
Oh, I'm still going.
I will mute you. I'll do it.
I didn't know it was still going. I thought it was already over.
Oh, page dropped.
No.
Wait a minute. What?
What?
Okay, a
so
note to Unstoppable out there. If you want something kept secret, private, not spread all over Unstoppable, don't tell Heat.
Yeah. Now hold on. Now hold on.
Mama, I have here a list of matches, like a long list of specialty matches and how they should be used.
Yeah.
Like the rules for them. I will send you through Skype. Once I find you, I will send you the link.
Draven, we have 13 minutes left.
That's the link. You can check it out. It's a long, it's really cool. I got to print those out this week.
Okay.
You know, sadly, I can't.
I think that's the same list I have.
Oh, okay. I can't join the scene because I'm not in the company.
Well, some of them are the same that I have anyhow.
No, but you can bookmark it for future references.
Yes, I will do that right now. As a matter of fact, I kind of like this bull rope match.
I'll go look for...
Yeah, because I used some of them in Survivor.
I think I'm going to start using these in WFW.
I was supposed to have an extreme stipulations category in one of my companies, and my GM never did anything except help people to send 187 their match links. Right, judges?
Yeah, sent 187 their match links, and he stabbed me.
Mom, you know what would be funny to make them fight next week?
What's that?
This one. Hold on a second. Don't read it out loud. But...
Okay.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
I thought it once it happened, you know, it already passed. You know, I thought it was done. It was over.
What happened? Nothing happened. Your match for next week that didn't happen yet hasn't passed.
What the hell?
No, I'm not talking about that. No. I'm talking about the thing that never mind, Rick. I'm not going to talk to you about it.
No, that has not passed yet. That has not passed.
Okay, well, I did not know that. I was just told that.
Right. Okay. It
didn't
happen.
Somebody needs to get dragged back to the honeymoon suite, I think. Throw him down for send Helga in, get him a massage, and he'll go to sleep.
Mama.
Yeah.
Goodness. Wait.
Yeah. I want you to read this. I want you to understand. This is what I just said to you. Okay. That's it.
This is not test. Honey, you're cute when you're tired, I gotta say. Yo.
Wait, what?
Okay, throw it away.
Is that who I think it is back there?
Yeah, the usual.
Well, I just saw Lady Dead Girl Queen Sephiroth reach into Haffy's pocket and take out a cookie.
Did she hurt her back?
Haffy said those ain't chocolate chips either. That's hash nuggets.
Judge, what happened with you and Sarge?
What happened with me and Sarge? What do you mean it happened to me and Sarge?
How did you lose that bad?
It's called fails.
Yeah, it is true. Damn, I wanted you to win, though.
Won't in one hand and spit in the other and see which fills up faster.
Huh?
I wasn't really listening to that. I thought it was just pure stupidity that was coming out, and I didn't really listen.
Oh, you're so rude.
Can be. What did you send me now?
You know what's a fun game to play, Mama?
What's that?
Oh, look, it's the green end button. Oh, what's that do? It does this.
Oh, it's the X button. It's the hang up button.
Are you making fun of what I was talking to you about earlier?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, all right. I got you then. Okay.
You're so crazy.
Yeah, it's funny how many people don't really understand the whole Survivor concept.
Yeah.
Even people that are in the company, they're messaging me all the time. Why do we got to do this? And what's this for? And it's just pretty interesting.
Your people in Survivor are idiots.
Kicked out. Bitch. Sorry. The later it gets, the looser the filter comes. Oh, I don't want to power do that.
What is this? Some radio wrestling. Transfer Wrestler Bucks into.
Again?
Hmm?
HRB.
Yes.
Did you happen to wish a happy birthday to somebody today?
Two people.
Okay.
Elvis and William Harnett. She has no idea who William Harnett is.
Yeah, no.
He was the first actor to play Doctor Who.
Okay.
He would have been 104 today. But he died in 1975.
Are you calling in, Draven?
And just transferred more.
Oh, God damn it.
Why not?
Quiet.
Somebody's breathing on the mic.
And Swamp Dog said, "Hey, I'm in Survivor," because you called everyone idiots.
Swamp.
All right, guys, we have about 8 minutes left in the show. Does anybody want to promote anything ever so quickly?
Don't forget Positively Perfect Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern with the lovely Bama Slamma, Yvonne the Vicious One, Wrestling Mama, and myself.
Now, I have a question. Tomorrow night is Pure Scum Misfit Radio at 10?
I don't know.
No.
I don't
know
if we're having the show tomorrow or not.
Oh, okay. And Thursday night is McHaggis Radio?
Yes.
Okay.
Friday, Back to Basics.
Mm-hmm.
With my new co-host.
You hope.
Yeah.
As long as he shows up, we're good. He showed up, he was just late.
Right, that's right.
Oh, is that who I think it is?
Maybe.
It might not, but the people, I'm pretty sure some of you have kids as well.
Most of Unstoppable knows who that is.
Hold on. Does anybody else have anything else to promote?
Yes. Happy says UCW needs sitters.
Yep.
UCW?
Happy. If you go to Happy the Half Pint, you should find his storyline where he's looking for sitters. I got to go through and share storyline again.
Okay.
And UCW is going to be just acquired, right?
UCW, yeah. They need sitters. Why am I talking about UCW? The pit is where I'm going to be. Have this company I'm building up, and we need sitters for the attorney unlocked. And when that attorney unlocks, I will set a free 150 wrestler bus attorney for those sitters. And I'm posting the scene for that, for where you can come and tell me, hey, I want to sit, so I can put your name in. So 150 wrestler bucks for free right there if you just sit for me.
Well, there you go, people. Get to sitting.
I believe we got something happening in the chat.
Yeah, I see something between Judge and Freak.
Yeah.
I don't want to see something happen between Judge and Freak. They can go to the
Oh.
Judge pulls out a box. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, that's a nice ring.
He went to Jared.
He went to Jared. Every kid begins with K.
No, yeah, I think he went to Jared. Jared or Kay for this one? Isn't Judge in the chat with us on the air?
Yeah, I think
what?
So.
He's being awfully quiet.
He's busy.
He's on his knee.
Oh, okay.
Should
we stay here for the last 4 minutes
Freak
and see
is
what
just
happens?
In shock.
Yeah, as I see
he's
that.
All struck.
Okay, really quick about that story developing. Join us next week here for the Unstoppable Super Show, Soulless Darkness Realm.
Oh, Jesus, Judge.
And Unstoppable Super Show Wrestling will have radio titles on the show next week. If you want to be in either one or both, contact Wrestling Mama for Soulless Darkness in the Realm, me or Susie the Elf for Unstoppable Super Show Wrestling. Also, WFW will be back next week sometime at the latest. The hell now, it's my company. I got to run with it.
Rick, we should say something about doing a WFW SRW combined.
Whoa.
That would be cool.
Not all
I'd also,
company,
if we could,
but I mean,
I like
to, and, we what? Got a lot of the same people in both companies.
Like a big pay-per-view, maybe? Like a super
yeah.
pay-per-view?
Something.
That'd be cool. I'd also like to do something with USSW because there are titles there that aren't on the radio. And
mm-hmm.
even sit there since for months with a title. With
that's
that
why
title
I
defense.
Left. Like, nothing happening.
You know, I got busy. I was asking for help. That's what I'm worried about with WFW now. It's just like, shit, I can't, you know.
Find
like
some good GMs.
What was that?
Find you some good GMs.
Yeah, I got one in mind. I'll talk to you later. I'm waiting to hear back from another one. You see, the thing with WFW is with the radio titles and the women's titles, there's not really shows for them. Basically, what we do is those titles are defended on a rotation basis between all the shows, and the GMs figure out who will fight for those titles.
Mm-hmm.
So those two divisions are, you know, pretty much taken care of. We do have a hardcore division. Ace McCool, Kid Sizzle Ace McCool, was the hardcore GM. I don't know if he came back yet or not, if he's still there. Like I said, I got to talk to Beast Floyd Benson about the Chaos Division, and then I need somebody to run the Warfare.
Right.
That show, and I have a few people lined up.
What about tags?
What about what?
Tags.
Oh, God, I'm not even... I make tags somewhere down the line, but right now, I just have to get everything back up and running the way it should be.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I would like to do tags. Like, we could put a feeler out there for... I'll put a feeler out for tags.
Honestly, I have nobody interested in tags in SRW. Nobody.
That's right. And that was so funny, I remember for the longest time before tags came out, oh, we want tags, where the hell are the tags? Tags came out like, almost a year and a half, 2 years after the game came out?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a year after that, and no one wants to do tags.
Yeah.
Tags have been out a little, a year and a few months?
Yeah, something
mm-hmm.
like just over, yeah. And now no one wants to do tags. And hell, every time me and Judge win a title, or, you know, with each other, with... as a tag team or with somebody else, you know, that company closes this tag team division down while we have the belts.
Yeah. Vex?
Yeah.
And I heard Shifty is listening.
You and I tag up. We'll be called Tough Love.
I don't wrestle in my company.
I just want this to the gentleman. You guys talk about that. Shifty, I got the gift. Thank you very much, sir. I got that in the mail today. That was awesome. I got the trophy. All right, continue, you two.
I do not compete for belts in my companies.
Who says we're competing for a belt?
There's a tag belt.
Well, I know, but does that mean we have to go for the title?
Okay, I guess not.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Hey, you're just lucky I'm tired.
Quick for Shifty. Congrats to the Seattle Seahawks this weekend. They're my dark horse pick to go to the Super Bowl this year from the NFC.
Okay.
Anybody
well,
but the Packers.
Coming from a champ.
What was that? That's right. And we are in the after show.
Okay.
I think we are.
If we're not, we should be in a moment.
We should
be.
We are.
I had to drop out of the last one.
It looks like Judge and Freak are going to Vegas tonight.
You don't have Vegas.
Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
That's right. So maybe that's why so many people get divorced after they leave Vegas.
Hey.
If they get married there.
Judging.
Oh, look at Judge. Judge, you're being so cute on the chat.
Judge is always cute.
Look at Teddy.
Oh, Judge. Right. Judge is all red, and he just... Oh. What?
No, I was reading something.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, I got so distracted tonight. Whew.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, you need to go to bed, buddy. Lay down.
They never
go potty.
To bed. It's usually
I can't tell
him
no, he can't
late.
Go potty.
Yeah. But
go potty.
He's going to be up until midnight to 1
no,
or 2.
He's going to piss Pop off right now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get these bandanas washed. Nothing. Oh, my God. I'm not getting anything
oh,
done.
Oh, yeah. You want to tell them about what's going on with the bandanas, or they already know?
No, nobody in Unstoppable knows. One of the guys I work with on my team at work, his wife's a breast cancer survivor, and a few of us wear bandanas under our bum caps so they don't fall off. And he bought some new bandanas, and he bought a pink bandana in honor of his wife. And he goes to me today, he goes, hey, you got a pink bandana? I'm like, yeah, I've got a couple of them. I've got a pink one and a pink one with skulls on it. I go, why? He goes, because I bought a new bandana, and I'm going to wear it tomorrow for my wife. He goes, but I don't want to be the only one wearing it. He goes, will you wear pink bandana with me? I was like, oh, yeah, sure. So I started going around to the rest of my team. I said, hey, tomorrow I'm going to wear a pink bandana with Todd so that he's not the only one wearing a pink bandana for his wife for breast cancer. I said, would you wear one with me? And everyone said, yeah. So I picked up a bunch of bandanas at Walmart on the way home today, and I've got them sitting here waiting to go with me to work tomorrow so that we can all surprise him. Because this dude's waited 47 years to find the woman he loves, and then they go through breast cancer together. So, you know, yeah, he's going
wow.
to potty.
Wow.
Isn't
she the sweetest thing?
Shut up. Nobody knows that.
Uh-huh.
That is very sweet that y'all are doing that to support him and his wife. That is very nice.
Thank you.
My mother was a breast cancer survivor, so... I understand.
Yeah. We lost my ex-husband's father and my grandmother to lung cancer, or my ex-husband's, yeah, to lung cancer, my mother-in-law to breast cancer. So, yeah, it's pretty close to home for us, too.
I didn't lose any of my family members to any kind of cancer whatsoever, so I don't know about that.
And I hope you never have to, because it's not fun.
Exactly.
Oh, I have no family left, so I don't have to go through anything else now.
God, I make you loosen up about that once, and you go all over about it.
I don't want to go. I don't want to talk about it any more than I have now.
I know. But anyway, oh my God, it is 11 o'clock and I have, my first alarm is set for 3:30, so oof. I am off to some sort of dreamland where I don't do housework all night like I've been talking myself into. So you guys have a wonderful night. I have to put things on the charger, reset my iPod, and pass out.
I'm off too.
All right.
I got shit to do in the morning.
All right.
Show, you
well,
guys.
Thank you for calling
Sorry.
In tonight, guys.
I'm sorry,
night.
We keep
right.
taking...
See you guys. Have a good night.
Thanks for calling in. All
right, bye.
Night.
Bye.
Bye. They both left at the same time.
What the hell was that?
That was me, sighing.
Okay.
I'm going to have to listen to his blah, 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 blah.
Zachary, Zachary,
Zachary.
Shiffy.
Hey, Shiffy.
Hey, Shiffy.
Just never shut up. Why don't you just go, oh, my God, just put a cork in it, for God's sake.
I told him on the last radio show that he needs to go back and play in traffic.
Yeah.
Here, go take your CNI, your blind CNI dog, and have him lead you out into traffic. And make sure that you got your blinders on so that the dog will be able to get away.
Hmm.
I don't get it. I'm sorry.
Well, Judge,
I'm a little loopy.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm fixing to make the scene right now. Hey, Shifty, how long are you going to be up for?
I don't know. Probably another hour, maybe, I think. Maybe an hour and a half at tops.
You want to do a commission ceremony?
Oh, we are gathered here today to join this man and this freak in holy matrimony. In the bonds of holy Moses, he's another guy. Oh, God, what are we doing? I'm sorry, I'm in a really goofy mood. We are here to hand fast these two wonderful gentlemen together. The puppet
master.
Okay,
go up to Washington State. It doesn't have to be a hand fasting.
No, it doesn't. If you come to Washington State where I live, it's free. It's totally legal. Absolutely, positively legal.
And I hear your cat.
Oh yes. You hear my pussy. And that one, too.
Hi, Candy.
They said, hello, Candy.
Bless
you. Yeah. It was one of the cat's answers.
did you bring her candy?
Of course.
Of course. Okay.
Hello,
everybody.
So now she says,
exactly.
She only says hello if I have candy for her. I see
exactly.
How she is.
Yeah. She's met a lot of strangers that way.
She's not.
They're always wanting to offer her candy, and I'm always having to beat them off with a stick, and it's just, nah.
That wasn't a stick last time.
Shut up!
Oh, you two are so funny.
Oh, we try. We try to be humorous. We try.
HRB got his reward for winning fantasy
cool.
football today.
Yeah, I got that today in the mail. That was awesome. Thank you.
Uh-huh. No problem.
I said that on the radio twice today, so.
What exactly did you get in the mail?
It was a football pillow. And with the CSW logo.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. The football pillow.
That's awesome.
It's awesome.
I was like, that is better than a regular trophy, man. That's something cool. You put it on your bed. You can just show it off to people.
And then you have to explain what CSW is.
Yeah. Well, they know. I told everybody in the house.
You know,
like,
I could have made it a Shifty the Drunken Clown pillow.
Great. Then your face would have been there every time I opened
Actually, it wouldn't have been my face. It would have been the face that Vacant Veil drew for me, that one that's on my Facebook.
But you could say, I cuddle with Shifty every night.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God! I cuddle with Hollywood Rick Brutal every night? What's my wife going to say about this? Wait a minute. How did I do that? I wasn't even there. There's an imposter! I've been cloned. Oh my God, the government's finally done it. They've cloned me. I'm a cloned clown.
That's scary.
Say that three times first.
Clone, clown, clone, clown, clone, clown.
Sounds like you're walking in those Dutch wooden shoes. What are they called?
I thought those were clip-clop, 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 clip-clop.
Oh. Well, it's close.
Clippity cloppity, clippity cloppity. Now I'm a horse. What?
Monty Python did it first. message for you, sir. Oh, that's what it was. Somebody put a beam up. It was a picture of Monty Python from the Holy Grail, and underneath it was a guy who Sai, who does Opa Gangnam Style, and he's doing his horse dance. And he goes, "Yeah, riding on invisible horses. We did it first. Oh, we did. We were cool first."
We met. That is so 1970.
That's right. God, dude, where have you been? Jeez.
Where the hell have you been? We did that way long time ago.
So, I have a plan for tag teams.
Oh?
Yeah, I will set all the tag team matches and then send what needs to be posted in the scene to Swamp, and he'll go in and post them so that it looks like you set all the tag matches.
Susie, we're still in the after party. We're still on air.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. I don't care.
Oh.
So did anybody happen to see my little interaction with Swamp in the CSWG CEO office?
No, I didn't. What do you need, Judgy?
But congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks.
Yes, absolutely.
If that first quarter, I was sitting there going, "You got to be flipping out."
I was wondering exactly what was going to happen. You know, after 14-0, like, and then I just kind of looked over at my brother-in-law, who I was sitting next to. I was like, "Okay, you watch. We just spotted him 14 points. We're going to come back and win this thing." I said, "Yeah, right. Yeah, we did." I was talking out my ass, but I'm glad that they backed it up.
Yeah, I'm not too happy with the Seattle Seahawks.
Why? No, you should be disappointed in the coaching staff of Washington for letting RG3 in there.
True.
He had no business being in there.
No, he didn't.
That field was horrible.
And you know what? There have been numerous injuries on that field. I mean, they said there were high school
kids
that had better
weapons. We lost our number one pass rusher for the rest of the year because of that football game.
Where were they playing?
MCL. It was in Washington at FedEx Field.
Yeah. And that same field that Adrian Peterson went down over a year ago on.
That's what they get for not playing at RFK Stadium.
But they could, geez, for all the money they have, he could put a better field in. It seems like every year, one at least.
Sounds like a sandbox.
They say at least once a year, one player goes out for the season playing on that field, just from the field.
I mean, we had to actually go out and get another kicker because our kicker strained his calf in that game. So now we had to go out and get Ryan Longwell to kind of back up Steven Hauschka for this next game. I'm hoping that he'll be all right, so we won't have to worry about it. But you know, that field was awful, just awful.
I just want to say this: Dallas Cowboys have fired defensive coordinator Rob Ryan this week today.
Really? I knew someone was going to get fired there.
And Tony Sparano was fired from the Jets today.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
But let's not fire Rex Ryan, who's down, you know, vacationing in the Bahamas this week.
No, they're not going to fire Rex Ryan because the owner likes him too much.
And it's obvious Rex Ryan likes Mark Sanchez too much.
Maybe just a little.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh, the wedding scene.
See, I'm passing it down to everyone if I can get there.
Yeah, would you put it on Skype too, please?
Yeah, I'm putting it on Skype.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. I got 15 people messaging me in. Wow. This Sergeant Wolf guy, he's a little off, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
I know him. That's, yeah, he's not, Yeah, he's a little off. It's a good way
to put
it.
Well, he says he's made a company and he wants to add it in CSW as a CSW company.
Yeah, he messaged me earlier. He was one of the companies that I announced on the air.
Yeah, he wanted me to come sit, so I gave him a link to the radio scene and told him to go in there. I don't know if he has yet or not.
But. I swear, this throw moves match is just brutal.
Yes.
The what match?
Throw moves.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting here just failing left and right with HRB in this match. It's going to be who fails worse is going to win that one. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. It's coming down to the wire now. It'd probably be me, the way
I know.
Been. Yeah, I failed. God damn it. A hip toss with 18 momentum?
Oh,
you know, that's what I did tonight.
Screw it. I'm just going to go for the gusto.
Oh, you'll probably hit it. If you
go for
physical,
I did.
You probably hit
it. I just hit two brain busters. You're done.
I figured.
Sorry, Hollywood.
No, it's my luck in these stupid mats. Not that they're stupid, but, you know, that's what I feel like. It's like, really? I've had more fails in the last month and a half.
Let me just post that in the scene.
Oh, listen. The Fail Fairy rode my ass so much last week. I expect dinner, roses, and chocolates for
you. Well, it's been doing that to me for a month and a half. It's ridiculous. Oh, Mama, what's up with Survivor this week in CSW?
Oh, wow. Someone actually voted for me to be eliminated?
What's going on? Are we doing the auction this week, or are we have?
Yes.
And when are we doing the weekly immunity? Or are you gonna have it this week?
The weekly immunity challenge will be eliminated because of the auction.
Okay, when is the auction? Tomorrow or Thursday?
Because somebody will get immunity in the auction.
Shh, no spoilers.
No, I mean that's exactly what happens.
I know. When is that going to happen?
There's no spoiler to it.
I had no idea that was going to happen. Thanks.
Smile.
Yeah, right.
All right.
No, I didn't. This is my first year in Survivor. I didn't know what was going on.
I've never been in Survivor, and I know that much.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't watch this TV show either.
Oh, I do. I've watched every season.
There's a couple of seasons I didn't watch.
Yeah, I love the show. Can't wait till February for it to come back on.
Mm-hmm.
And where's it going to be this year?
Snake Run.
I forgot where the announcement was. I didn't get the end of the reunion show.
I only watched like the first 5 minutes of the reunion show.
And I didn't watch much of it either.
So I didn't see where they were going, and I didn't see who got the fan favorite award.
Didn't Linda, what's her name?
Blair.
Lisa. I call Linda
Blair. Lisa Welchel?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
What was that that you asked?
Who won the fan favorite? The
I think it was her.
Lisa won the fan favorite.
Lisa won.
Isn't that Blair from The Facts of Life?
Yes, she was on this year.
She made it to the finals.
You know what's funny? One person out of the entire thing knew who she was from the beginning.
Yep.
Actually, I think one or two.
Two.
Yeah, two knew, and that was it.
Go ahead.
The two of the guys who came back that were there were three people who they brought back from previous seasons who had to leave due to injury. One of them was Jonathan Penner. And the other one was Scooping, and right. They knew who she was.
Yeah, and there was only one person that realized that Jeff Kent was the ex-baseball player Jeff Kent.
Right.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you know what it is? They don't use their last names, I guess. I guess they just use their first names?
I don't know if they tell each other their last names or not. Well, I mean, they know Penner's. They knew some of them because a lot of people called Jonathan Penner.
Yeah.
And Scoopin' they called him Scoop, which is, you know, Scoopin is his last name.
Right. But you know what's funny? That guy Penn, I swear to God, like they say he's a writer in Hollywood. There was an episode of Family Guy, and I swear to God, he voiced one of the characters the one night.
My hubby is just telling me that when Steve Poehler was on, he was an NFL player. He used a fake last name to try to, you know, so people. But there was somebody that recognized him.
I know the one year there was somebody from football on, and there
was
a girl, and she was the sports radio, and she goes, I know who he was right away. Come on now.
Jeff, would you mind bringing me a pudding, please?
Oh, bring puddings all around, I say.
I'm not sharing my pudding.
People voted for me this week? Wow.
That's what I was saying. I saw the votes. I was like, holy cow. I'm sure some votes would have gone my way if I didn't win immunity.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that. Did you guys happen to hear that at all?
What was that idea?
I couldn't understand what she said.
She said, I'd vote for Mama's Rat.
Shit.
Oh, goodness. In the radio show Saturday, Tanky telling Mama to come to the Madness, it'll make her breast bigger. So she doesn't need her breast bigger. They have their own zip code as it is.
Yeah, right?
Good Lord.
Oh, wow.
I really like boobies. That's why I married you.
Oh, thanks. They heard that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Me up.
That's so wrong.
Oh, she cracks me up.
All right, I posted my victory.
Yeah. I bet Shifty didn't hear the news.
What news?
Yeah.
My news.
What
Relic
now?
Left, and I'm now the new owner of WFW.
I heard the news. Oh. I'm in the company. It says Hollywood Rick Brutal, new owner.
I didn't find out until he told me last night.
I won my match against Vixen Hawthorne.
Woohoo!
I didn't set that up. That was Relic sending those up before he left.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that was kind of surprising.
He's not happy with Unstoppable at all anymore.
Nah.
So it's definitely a far cry from what it was when he first started playing Facebook Wrestling years ago.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll be right back.
Indeed, that is.
I mean, God forbid, you can't trash talk anymore, because if you do, you're meanie. If somebody calls out your stable and the whole stable shows up, you're a bunch of bullies.
Yeah, someone called me out. I gotta go hide. Oh, yeah. If you guys get a chance, you should go in the CEO office. Basically, Swamp started moving his stuff in, threw Mrs. Shifty's picture out the window. So I went back into the office, carried out all of this furniture in the hall, doused it with hobo, and put it aflame, and then thought to myself, I don't need to have another Georgia Dome incident. So I turned my back to the camera and urinated on it and put it out and said, put it on Swamp's tab. He's not earning his paycheck anyway.
Now, where is the scene? Where is the link?
It's in the CEO office.
I'll find it.
It's in the CEO office. Swamp actually scribbled out my name off of Shifty's office and put Swamp's office in there.
I'll be right back, guys.
It's on the homepage.
I'm looking there.
It's under GM and division offices. Swamp's actually responded back. He walked up and tried to enter my office.
Oh, what? I got it. Okay.
Why won't this door open? Good God, what does that smell? Leaves to find the maestro. You know, I have my I have my little quirks, and I have my little times when I decide I want to storyline a little bit, so I wrote up something.
Cool.
He's not taking over my office. Let me know what you think, Hollywood.
That's funny.
I hate to waste Tobo, but this has to be done.
What was I thinking?
Can't have another Georgia Dome incident.
50 stands in front of the fire with his back to the camera, begins urinating on the fire, putting it out, and then zips up, and camera follows him into his office where he gets back on the phone.
Yeah, security, 50 again. Can you get a clean trail in front of my office? Yeah, spare no expense. I'll pay $4 small dog's paycheck. It's not like he's earned it anyway.
50 re-enters his office and locks the door as he fades out.
And then Swamp Truck comes and tries to get in and can't get in, so he calls Maestro.
Yeah. Leaves to find the Maestro. Maestro won't be able to get into my office either.
I want an electronic voice system put into place. Not into my office again, or it's going to be hell to pay.
I see.
My version of a drunk, shifty, playing Vince McMahon.
You're fired!
Well done. Very good. Let's see what we have here. I don't know where I think V Diesel's giving up on the Happy Hours title match. He's down to 53 health and 17 hours left.
The Gnat.
Wasn't it like a couple of weeks in a row the first person that posted got the title match?
They didn't post this. They didn't even post this week. They just give it to someone who's part of the madness sort of thing. Because I was until they laid hands on Mrs. 50.
And on the swashbuckler, according to
Yeah, you're the swashbuckler. So should you be singing "I Am the Very Model of a"?
After I win this match, I'm gonna go get a Three Musketeers outfit to show up on CSW next week. Gonna come in swinging on a rope. Touche, ole. On guard.
I should get Paul Burchill's music from WWE.
Fight him back.
Okay, I guess a few people's gonna know now that you, if they listen, judge that you have an idol.
What?
Yeah, I know.
It's a blabbermouth.
I'm sorry. What?
He kept talking. We kept telling him to shut up about it.
I know. It's just like when he came out with about Mama and JP. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got an idol. And he told everybody on the radio.
In Mama's company, not CSW.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
well, at least I don't know about CSW. I know it's a Mama's company.
I might have an
idol
meeting soon.
Mama's company, I don't know. I mean, in CSW, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, I know who had one, and he's already used it, and that was Amadeus. And he told me he got that from Stardust before she left.
Yep.
She got voted out. He didn't want to stay, so she gave her idol to him.
Yep. The other one is still out there. I mean,
the other one is still out there.
The person has it, but the person
hasn't used it.
Yeah.
It has not been redeemed as of this time.
Yes.
And obviously Ron didn't have it.
I felt so bad to see him go.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But, hey, it has to be. I mean,
that's how the votes go.
Yeah, they're scared of him.
Yeah.
That's just like when the votes come in from
Ron. Ron, he's rousing these poisons.
When the votes were coming in this week in my Survivor company, I was like, oh man. I thought for sure it was going to end up being Swamp. But then when Ultimato Dragon messaged me. I was like, whew, okay.
Oh, wow. So, I was going to say something now. I totally forgot. Oh, yeah. Sometime later this week, maybe tomorrow, Thursday, or Friday, I want to try and do it. Well,
maybe Saturday?
No.
I'm sorry.
Well, I wanted to do it in the next couple of days. I just don't know when exactly. I'm trying to think of my schedule because I want to make sure that you know Elf because you're going to be the one that mixes it together. I want to do some promos. I want to make some new commercials.
I can't I can't tomorrow.
Okay. Well, then that cuts tomorrow out.
I have a question.
Thursday would be good for me.
Uh huh.
Depends on what time on Friday because I help HRB's manager with a show he does on Friday nights, and then I have Back to Basics.
Well, yeah, I kind of realize that you have your own shows there. I was just trying to think about, you know, when we could get, you know, I just want to brainstorm some ideas, even if we don't record anything first.
I just want to brainstorm some ideas
because I definitely want to do some sort of Milk of Mithras idea. for that calming sensation, you know, or, you know, kind of like maybe do it as like an Ambien commercial, but do it as Mithras, you know, to relieve
Mithestra.
Stress. Mithestra. Oh, God.
Mithestra. For when you just can't go to sleep.
No, we don't want to say that he puts people to sleep, but he makes
okay.
Calm, you know.
Feeling all worked up, anxious, feel like you need to attack people needlessly, then you need, what would be,
Well, Mithestra is a great name.
You need to take Mithestra. It is based on Mithras, the title machine, and has calming personality. We can't sell him, but we can sell this.
Question.
How bad?
Do we have anything else we want to say in the after party, or we could just go to a regular Skype call after this?
I'm whatever you want to do. It's your show.
That's fine with me. I have no problem.
We just have to add a judge on. Mama, you good?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Unstoppable Super Show. We'll see you all next week.
Gracie,
yeah,
next week.
See you
next week.
Bye. Yeah,
good night, Gracie. Hold on. Yep. Say goodnight, Gracie. Good night,
Gracie.
Night, John boy.